That's why whenever you hear people carrying 10 mils out west or up north for bear, they're not grabbing the run-of-the-mill factory loads. They're grabbing the hot boys because they want the oomph behind it. But that's a whole nother beast in itself. And, yeah, I mean, those are all the arguments, right? For the longest time, it was always knockdown power, and that's why everyone thinks 45 is a Lord's caliber, which I won't disagree. I think 45 is a hell of a round. But it's heavy, the guns are huge, and you only get 8 to 10 shots, so I'd rather take my 9 that's got 20, what do I have in that one? On average, 12 to 15, right? So, I don't know. You hit all the points, right? Ammo, the ballistics, snappiness. I personally don't care for 40s just because I don't think you're gaining anything. I'd rather have more bullets and less recoil, but that's just me, and that's my philosophy with rifles, too. I would much rather have a smaller caliber that goes... Not that this is not a 9 mils any faster, but a smaller caliber that's more accurate, I'll take that over a bigger caliber that is less accurate any day of the week.